Okay, councillors, welcome to the first meeting of this board. What I'd like to read out first is the webcasting of the council meeting, so if you bear with us a moment. Welcome to the January meeting of council. As per 5.19 of the council's code of meeting practice, all meetings of the council webcast on council's website. This clause doesn't apply to parts of the meeting that have been closed to the public under section 10A of the Act. Audio recordings are uploaded to council's meetings website within 3 weeks of the meeting. Recordings will be retained on council's website for 12 months and may be disposed of in accordance with the State Records Act 1998. To those present, by attending or participating in this public meeting, you are consenting to your voice and comments being recorded and published. Any person invited to speak with will be recorded and their voice and comments will form part of that recording. The chairperson and general manager have discretion and authority at any time to direct the termination or interruption of the recording if comments or debate are considered defamatory or otherwise inappropriate for publishing. I remind those present to refrain from making any defamatory statements. Thank you. So, councillors, first order of business today is the oath or affirmation of office. So you have the report there before you, and the oath and affirmation have been handed out to each councillor. So if we may, we'll start with Alan and we'll go around the table. If each of you can read it out, and then we'll progress on to the next councillor. Thanks, Alan.
I, Alan White, swear that I will undertake the duties of the office of councillor in the best interest of the people of Golden Fields County Council and the Golden Fields Water County Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you, Alan. Councillor Bob Callow.
I, Bob Callow, swear that I will undertake the duties of the office of councillor in the best interests of the people of Golden Fields Water County Council and the Golden Fields Water County Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you, Bob. Councillor Liz McGlynn.
I, Liz McGlynn, swear that I undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interest of the people of Golden Fields Water County Council and the Golden Fields Water County Council, that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretion vested in me under the Local Government Act or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you, Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Matt Stabenow.
I, Matt Stabenow, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Golden Fields Water County Council and the Golden Fields Water County Council, and I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretion vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act of the best of my ability and judgment.
Councillor Adam McAllister.
I, Adam McAllister, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Golden Fields Water County Council and Golden Fields Water County Council and Golden Fields Water County Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you, Councillor Morris.
I, Kevin Morris, swear that I will undertake the duties of the office of the councillor in the best interests of the people of Goldfields Water County Council and Goldfields Water County Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authority and discretion vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or to any other act to the best of my ability to help.
Thank you. Councillor John Piper.
I, John Piper, solemnly and sincerely declare and affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Goldfields Water County Council, Goldfields Water County Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and directions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you. Councillor Graham Sinclair.
I, Graham Sinclair, swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Goldfields Water County Council and the Goldfields Water County Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1983 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgment.
Thank you, Councillor Sinclair. Thank you all. Okay, moving on to the next item of business, leave of absence and apologies. We have everyone present. So acknowledgement of country on page 4 is the next item. I would like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land. I would also like to pay respect to their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. There are no presentations today. Over the page to page 6, declaration of pecuniary interests. I haven't received any. No? Okay. Declaration of non-pecuniary interests. Are there any? No. Over the page to page 8, confirmation of minutes. So the minutes of the meeting of the 25th of October 2021 were circulated. Can I have someone move and second those? Councillor Bob Callow and Councillor Graham Sinclair. Is there any comments or debate on that? All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Business arising from the minutes. There's no business arising, councillors? No. Over the page. Correspondence at the time of the preparation. There's no correspondence. Matters of urgency. I haven't received any matters of urgency either. No, councillors? Notice of motion and rescission motions. So at the time of preparing the paper, there were no motions or rescission motions. None at the moment. No, thank you. Thank you. So moving right along to page 13. So councillors, you have a slightly updated agenda document there with a recommendation. So has everyone got that sheet of paper? So I wish to highlight the only change that we've made there is the second point in the recommendation where we're indicating the elected chairperson shall hold office from this date until the ordinary October 2023 council meeting date. Just to put some clarity around the duration of the chairperson's position. So we have a recommendation that nominations for the position of chairperson is called and that if necessary, voting be by ordinary ballot and the elected chairperson shall hold office from this date until the ordinary October 2023 council meeting. Can I have a mover?
Move that way.
Councillor Bob Callow and seconded by Councillor Kevin Morris. Okay, so you have the report before you. Nominations, I have at the moment a number of nominations before me. Are there any yet to be received? I'll read each of them out. So the nomination for chairperson, I have one for Councillor Liz McGlynn. Do you accept that nomination?
I do.
Thank you. I also have a nomination for Matthew Stadmiller. Do you accept that nomination, Matthew? Thank you. And I also have a nomination for chairperson for Graham Sinclair. Do you accept that nomination, Graham? Okay. Are there any other nominations? No? Okay. So via ordinary ballot. Do we have a container to put the... Excellent. Okay. So we're going to hand out a sheet of paper to everyone and you're to place the name of the person you're voting to be chairperson. And then we're going to collect them up. And there are three at the moment, so there needs to be the lowest one will be discounted.
Thanks,
initially,
man.
And then we'll do a re-vote.
Yeah.
So to be very clear, there are three that have put in, and the one with the lowest of votes will be discounted from the election process. Yeah, and if you just bold them, then we'll collect them.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Okay, we'll get them collected. Thank you.
Thanks, Annie.
Thanks.
So, councillors, I'll just make sure I get this right. So, councillor Graham Sinclair, having the lowest number of votes, is excluded. And let's actually say if we advise the numbers. Okay, so the votes were 2 to Graham Sinclair, 3 to Councillor Liz McGlynn, and 3 to Councillor Matt Steele. Okay, so now we're down to 2. So we'll now distribute the papers around the table, and the one that has the highest number that we pull out of the container is declared the chairperson. In the event there's a tie, then it goes via lot, so it's Councillors. Councillor Stadmiller has the highest number of votes, and I declare that Councillor Stadmiller is elected as chairperson until October 2023 board meeting. Congratulations. Councillor Stadmiller, you can come up to the front. Thanks.
Thank you.
have the election of the deputy chairperson for Golden Fields Water County Council for this meeting. Okay, the new one is, caveat the nominations for the position of deputy chairperson called, and that if necessary, voting be by ordinary ballot. The elected deputy chairperson shall hold office from this date until the ordinary October 2023 council meeting. I'll hand over to the general manager to undertake the process.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can we just get a mover and seconder too, please?
I'll move. Okay.
That's all, Liz McGlynn.
Seconded at McAllister.
Okay, councillors, as per the process for the chair's position, we've gone via ordinary ballot. So what we'll do now is we'll hand out, and my apologies, we have two nominations. So we have a nomination for Robert John Callow. So do you accept that nomination, Robert?
I do.
Thank you. We also have a nomination for Graham Peter Sinclair. Graham, do you accept that nomination? Thank you. Are there any other nominees? No? Okay. So we're going to hand out the ballot papers now. If you can write the name of the councillor you wish to be deputy chairperson on that sheet of paper, and then we'll tally them up. The one with the highest votes will be declared deputy chair. Councillor Bob Callow has the highest number of votes, and I declare that Bob Callow is elected deputy chairperson until the October 23
debate. Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Chairman, back to you.
Next time, that's been moved to the second.
Yep. So that one's all good.
Okay, I'll move on to the next item, which is Council Meeting Dates 2022, report prepared by the General Manager. The Council Officer recommendation is that Council set the meeting schedule as described for the ensuing 12 months. Do I have a mover and seconder for that?
I'll
move to Councillor Kevin.
I'll
second. Councillor Liz. Anyone against? Move. Unanimous?
Yep.
All four. Unanimous? Okay, moving on. Okay, next item, Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference, report prepared by the General Manager. Council Officer recommendation that the Board endorse the Chairperson as Golden Fields Waters voting delegate for the Local Government New South Wales Annual Conference. And point two, approve the attendance of the General Manager and the Chairperson. Do I have a move and seconder for that? Mover at Bob Callow, second at McAllister. Anyone against? Unanimous? Any discussion? No, unanimous. Moving on, very easy today. Conference program, of course. Local Government New South Wales Water Management Conference is the next report. Prepared by the General Manager, Councillor Officer recommendation is that the Board nominate attendees for the Local Government New South Wales Water Management Conference and to approve the attendance of the General Manager. Do I have a mover and seconder for that? Mover, Councillor Sinclair. Seconder anywhere? Councillor Bob Callow. Anyone against?
would we like to go?
Who would like to nominate? Nominate the attendees. Who'd like to nominate to go? Kevin's out.
So
that's fine, Kevin's out.
Through the chair, it's Wednesday the 9th to Friday the 11th. It's about a 6.5 hour car trip. So anyone that wishes to, we can jump in the car on that Wednesday morning. It doesn't start till 6, and we'll get up there and then get back Friday night. So it is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're going to see a lot of countryside on the trip up.
I'm happy to nominate myself if no one else is interested.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
no.
Go for it.
Exactly.
Good learning experience.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Councillor Liz McGuinn. Anyone against? No. So moved. Audit Risk and Improvement Committee is the next item. Report prepared by Corporate Services Manager, who is chiming in by Zoom today, I think. We've got a recommendation that the board nominates a board member to serve as a voting member of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. We want to have a mover and a second first and then nominate someone, or...
We can just... So, through the chair, the former deputy was the audit committee representative, and if we just had a nomination,
happy to fill in that role again.
I'll second that.
Yeah. Okay, so nomination for Councillor Bob Keller. Moved by Councillor Keller and seconded by Councillor Liz McGuinn. Anyone against?
I've just got off the one at June
A. Okay, unanimous then, so moved. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a very short meeting. Close of business. If there being no further business, requiring the attention of councillors, be declared closed 11:22 a.m.
Why?
That's a new record.
We expect all.